Heart of a Warrior Advanced Weekend. This is for Neil Rogers. This is Matthew Zaharonik speaking. Neil, I will have to say a lot of the same things that were already said to you because it's very clear you are a man who loves, and it's very easy to see how much you love. You love your wife, you love God, you love your family immensely. And it's very easy to see that. You do wear your heart on your sleeve in that manner, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I said it before when you were going through the pictures. You're a strong oak, Neil. It's very evident. It's again very easy to see that you are an amazing man who is going through a lot, and God says that we're oaks, and you've gone through a lot of crap, and that's what oaks go through in their life. They go through storms, they go through fires, they go through all kinds of stuff, and any oak that's been in the ground for 100 years has gone through a lot of stuff, and you've gone through a lot of stuff, but you're a strong oak. You're an amazing guy. You don't think it, but you are. You're passionate about God, your family, and rebuilding your marriage. And you want the intimacy that was in your marriage. And that's not an impossible task. And that's something that, you know, is going to be part of your journey, to be working on that. You know, it says, what is your effect glory? What's true to you? What I see is that you're a giant teddy bear. And that's a good thing, okay? You are huggable, you're lovable, but you would be fierce. I would hate to be against you and be your opponent. Because I could tell you would be a monster to go against. And that's a wonderful thing because our adversary is just, he's a horrible person, a horrible entity. And we need all the bear in us that we can have to bite him. But you would, I mean, you would tear anybody apart for God, family, and your kids, and helping your kids. And I know that that's easy to see. You said some things that had me nod my head, because I feel the same thing. So it's easy for me to tell you that you are very lovable. I know you feel like you're unlovable to women, you said. But you're a lovable man, and any woman would be very, very lucky to have you as their spouse. And you're a very smart man. You also kind of said you're not a very smart man, but you are. The things that you describe, the way you talk, the books you've read, the experiences you've had, you're a very, very intelligent man. And I want you to keep telling yourself you're intelligent. Don't tell yourself you're not, okay? Again, I know from experience, okay? We are kind of mirrors, and there's no excuses in us sitting in the same room, brother. Again, you are, you know, the picture that I chose the first was easy for me, the fallen oak, because you have a lot of things that you said about feeling like you're alone in this world sometimes. But you're not, okay? You've surrounded yourself in a great community where you are. You said something about your old community was like having oaks around you. So even if you did falter, you weren't going to fall. And you've rebuilt that. You're not going to fall. Will you stumble? Yeah, we all do. But you've got a lot of allies around you now, and that's good. I would encourage you to continue the search for a church, just because that's part of the game, too. And it's just another piece of the puzzle, and God says, I was a non-church going for a long time, so I would just encourage you to do that. You know, your strength is amazing. Your friendships, you can tell you have great friendships. You've still got friends from grade school. that, yeah, you don't talk to them every day, but you're still in touch with them, and that's great. That's great. And I can tell you're a very loyal guy. Loyalty is not a problem with you on any level. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't still be with your wife. Okay? And again, that's a part of your journey you're going to have to work through. And I think all these things are pointing you to get closer to God. You know, it's in His strength you're going to get through all these things, Neil. But you've got a heart for, you know, your rich uncle thing says it right there, that, you know, you want to help young people who are less, you know, fortunate, who might fall through the cracks. And you want to make sure that we have more people coming to God than less. And those are the ages where it's going to make a huge difference. And that's beautiful. You know, usually you have that kind of drive if that was you. And you weren't that kid. You weren't that kid. You said yourself, you had a great upbringing in the sense that, you know, the things you did as a kid, the summers at the beach. I mean, you have a great story, you know, but it's a beautiful thing that you want to give the less fortunate something to live for. That's great. It says, who have you experienced this man to truly be? I can truly say this. You are someone I'd like to have as a friend. It's easy for me to say that. That was not even I didn't even have to think about that. Again, you're a passionate man about God, family, and friends. And I keep coming back to that because that's what everything I've seen about you keeps pointing to. The passion you have for God, your love for God, your love for your wife, and you want the intimacy that you had, and you love your kids. What you said about your nephew, I mean, man, that's tough. And you have a heart for your family that's just huge. And it's very, very evident. And, you know, what has Satan got coming against you? I mean, he's throwing all kinds of stuff at you because you do have such a huge heart of love. And you are a big, you're a big presence. And you're a very positive presence in this world. And you can change a lot of people. And he wants to put you down. He doesn't want you out there at all. And what's going on in your marriage is it could be devastating if you allow it to happen. So I'm going to encourage you to continue to dive into God and become the best Neil that you can ever be and be the most attractive man that she could ever want to be with. And if she doesn't want to be with you, that's her fault. But be the best Neil you can be for God and for the world because you've got a lot to give. And that's about where I'm going to end up with. You are a strong, strong man. Let's see. What did I say? I think your calling to Neil is to get closer to God, make your relationship even stronger, better than it's ever been, so you can then pour out to others the love that God gives you. And, you know, it's a pleasure talking with you. Yeah. It's a pleasure being in this room with you today. And I'm going to pause on that.